motherfucking girls, welcome to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast. Shout out to my YouTube people out there. Shout out to my audio people. Appreciate the love every week. Shout out to Flight for the baby coming on the way. I don't know if y'all heard that, but my man.
Yep.
He's congrats, a dad now.
What?
Baby congrats, Flight Dutch. Junior. Flight Junior. Yeah, so shout out to Flight. I don't know why everyone got silent.
But, everybody was waiting for somebody to say something.
For real, dog.
And we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. A lot has happened since we recorded. We recorded last Thursday because I had to move into my new house. You know what I'm saying?
Moving on up. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Diesel's buying property?
No, we renting this shit. I'm not that rich. Yeah.
The man's getting money ain't hitting like that yet.
Yeah. Keyword, yet. We got the usual co-host in the building. We got Dom, Justin, Wordu. Say what's up to the people.
What's up?
Yo. What's good?
Yeah.
Ayo, Justin, did anyone tell you you look like Shia LaBeouf, bro?
No. No one's ever told me that. I don't.
I'm in my bag today. Yes, sir.
This dude. And today.
Wordu, come with energy.
And today we got probably the most requested guest on the pod every week. Like every time I ask,
yeah, every week.
It's either King of the Fourth Quarter or Dom. So we got him in here this week, the one and only Dom 2K. So what's up to the people, man?
What's good, man? Glad to be here. First podcast appearance too. First like collab of anything. So looking forward to it.
Ooh. We got an exclusive in the building.
Yeah,
J. Cole little pump interview.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Yeah, but I like to do this every week, just check in with everyone, you know what I'm saying? How've you guys been this week, man?
Been great. I've been great for the simple fact that today is the day. What's the date? What is it, the 9th? Is it the 9th today?
13th.
It's 13th.
Nigga, you are lost.
Man, my day
you said
was
it's
so
the 9th? Jeez. It was just 9/11 a couple of... Bro, you are lost.
That's right. A fact. I know you saw all those 9/11 posts.
I did.
And
bro.
This man thought it was
bro,
the 9th.
So, it's the 9th?
I'd be so disconnected sometimes. Anyway,
it was a whole 4 days ago.
It's the 13th, and we can finally put to rest the most annoying meme of the last 4 years. This is Dom 2K, people. He's Dom 2K. I'm not. Like, they can finally die. Like, we have actual video evidence. Like, that is him.
Yeah.
I am me.
We in the same room, man.
Y'all kind of look alike. Y'all kind of look alike.
No, they don't. Shut up. No, they don't.
There should be no confusions. Man.
Yeah. I've had people hit me up, like, confusing me for you with shit I never said before, so.
And I just clears that up. I'm pretty sure it was some terrible shit I've said. I've said a lot of bad stuff.
Wait, ain't you a Laker fan?
Yeah. All in my DMs, I'm like, bro, I ain't say that. Like, I start looking through my videos and shit, I'm like, did I say this?
See, and it's crazy, because I get no DMs of anyone asking me that. It's when people hear me. It's when people I come into a Discord and Bezos, like, oh, what's up, Dom? Is that Dom 2K? That's Dom 2K? Oh my god, Dom 2K. Yo, how's your video making process, Dom 2K? I'm like, nigga, I don't make my videos are trash. I don't make.
Hey, yo, Dom, can you make this video?
Hold on, I got a question. Yo, Dom, in this video when you said, nigga, I don't even know what video you talking about. What? I'm just happy this is finally over though.
Like, I'm not gonna, I didn't know that was a thing, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my god.
No, because in that Discord, like, they have a special role for YouTubers and like the higher up people, not higher up, it's really not that serious, but like Dom was given one of those roles because he was on the pod, so everyone would be like, oh shit, is that Dom 2K?
Oh, okay,
like,
I get it. That's hilarious.
I will come in, I literally had names like Domzo Ball, LaDomzo Domzo Ball. Like, nothing even emulating close to a Dom 2K, but all they see is DOM. Oh, that's a YouTuber? Dom 2K? Like, oh my god. And then, not even B-Souls, Alex and fucking Low, if you're seeing this, fuck you, because you made it way worse. Low made it 12 times worse because he just.
How did Low make it worse?
Because Low be like, wait, are you down 2K? Randomly. And you know Low has his little fucking fans. So if Low says it, then like 12 other people are going to echo it. It's fucking it's terrible.
Hey, speaking of Low, bro, he declared war against us Celtics fans. Ain't that right, Dom?
Absolutely, bro. I told him we'll see him in a couple of weeks, possibly.
Yeah, we'll see him in a couple of weeks. I wanted to say we'll see you in the finals, but I knew he was going to quote retweet that shit and be like, we win in five?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not falling for the low bait, man.
I already tweeted it, so if we don't make the finals, I gotta hold that L. I pinned my shit too.
I said,
you said we are or we aren't.
Y'all will make the finals. Look, which means follow me on. By the way, follow me on Twitter at Wordy the Dude. You know what I'm saying? I predicted the Lakers and Celtics. You know?
No, you did not.
We were talking about this before you when you were still taking your shit. We're like, this man's about to come on and pretend he never said this.
I clearly said the winner of the Sixers Celtics would make the finals. I remember saying that.
Yeah, you said that three games into the series.
I said two games into the series.
B-Soul said
when we were up
2-0 Lakers Celtics probably like 2 weeks before the playoffs even started. Actually, it was before the bubble, wasn't it?
We did a prediction video about who we thought would go where, and we went through the entire playoffs. And Word Dude's lit. We had a whole separate list for Word Dude because he swore the Sixers were going to make it, and no one believed him. But I want to say, we literally said the Bucks. Like, we had the Bucks making it to the finals, if I'm not mistaken.
Almost everyone had.
Y'all were wrong too, guys.
But we weren't wrong. But we admitted the first day. We weren't wrong in round one.
I was wrong.
No, we kind of were. No, we weren't. Yeah, you were the only one wrong in round one. Everyone's round one prediction was perfect.
Who is that in the background?
I'm sorry. That is. My girl's sleeping. I'm sorry.
I thought that was an animal or something.
I didn't know that was an animal. Camera. Sorry.
It's his bunny again.
His bunny, his hamster.
It's turning that. Dude. Don't disrespect my rabbits, bro.
Shout out Dom's rabbits. Never.
Rabbits. Yeah, shout this out week, Juice. Shout out Socks. Shout out. What was the last one?
Jack.
Shout out to those three, the big three. But speaking of the big three, the Celtics made the Eastern Conference Finals this year. So how was everyone feeling? How was everyone feeling about the Heat Celtics matchup?
Niggas cost me $20. Fuck the Celtics.
Celtics have 3 20-point scores and no one wants to talk about it. That's
you didn't want to talk about it.
That's the primary reason why they're gonna make the finals. They will beat the Heat in 6 games. I'm on record saying it now.
Ooh.
Bam Adebayo, right.
Great. Word, you said it, so it's not going to happen now.
Yep.
You had to ruin it.
No, like, I really feel like the Kemba Walker pick and roll is deadly. Jason Tatum's playing like, man, that is 2010 man Kobe, on a mission.
I want to say superstar, Kobe. But let me.
Yeah, give it another year, bro. Yeah. Don't need those expectations just yet.
Jump on that hill. Go ahead.
Not yet. He still got to prove himself. He still got to prove himself. Because as soon as everyone starts calling him a superstar, he's going to start averaging 19-9 again.
That nigga a superstar. If Siakam is a superstar, I'm pretty sure Jason Tatum is a superstar.
Who said that?
Yeah, for real.
Who said Siakam was a superstar?
Sarah.
Kendrick Perkins, too. What was his take on Siakam? Y'all remember? Didn't he have him as like a top 10 player, I think?
I think so.
I would definitely believe it. He said a lot of shit. That sounds like a Kendrick take.
Something like that. Before the playoffs, take.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just afraid of, honestly, Bam.
The Bam Tice matchup?
The Bam Tice matchup is scary. That dude Bam is a problem. But apparently, according to Colin Cowherd, he just averaged like 10 points and 8 rebounds this year.
Why does Cowherd hate Bam? Like, I don't get it.
He hates everybody, really. He really hates everybody.
Why would you hate Bam, though?
Like, that's what I've been noticing with these analysts lately. Oh. They're trying to... this dude.
Oh, man.
Technical difficulty. Got a whole tornado. Yo, but...
Yeah, no, a lot of these analysts, they've been trying to catch on to that next wave of, they're trying to rebrand, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They can't keep on hating on LeBron because he only got a couple of years left.
That's about to expire. They got to hop on to what's next, so Luka and whatnot. Probably Jason Tatum once people start calling him a superstar. You already know.
Yeah, Nick Wright is already planting that seed for Jason Tatum.
He was superstar.
Absolutely.
Who else? Skip Bayley, he's moving on to Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Zion, there's a lot of Zion slander.
Yeah, and it's silly as it is, man. Like they do what works though. You see Skip tweet, and sometimes I think it's clearly a troll, but it gets all the replies, it gets all the likes and retweets. Like that's just what it is. So
yeah,
that's it. You just latch on to what's next.
Yeah. But I honestly don't think it's like something like the network is telling them to do. It's just something that they instinctively do.
Right.
Can you hear me?
You good?
Hello?
You good?
Am I good? Can you hear me? Am I being heard? Okay.
Yeah, you're
being
okay.
heard. You're being heard.
All right. So, like, sorry. We're good.
You don't think the network has any say in any of their opinions on the
show?
No. I think they kind of lean, like, in terms of how they structure the topics. Like, it might lean towards a certain way. But at the end of the day, like, they say what's on their mind. And that's just what's on their mind, you know?
I personally think I feel like the network will come up with what they want them to talk about, or they'll have an idea meeting or whatever about what they want the topics to be, and then they'll have two people, they'll go, like usually they'll set up like a debate. You'll have, like, I see that with Skip and Shannon, First Take did it. Every topic you had someone for and against it, unless it was something that was like just unanimously like decided as, okay, we're just going to lean this way, that makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's pros and cons. Is I'm with it, I'm against it, and then they go with what they think about it, and they form their opinion based off that. Honestly, half the time, I don't think these motherfuckers really believe half the shit they say.
Yeah,
like people like Kendrick Perkins, mm-hmm. I really feel like at a certain point he's seen enough zeros to be like, you know what, I can say Siakam's top 10. That's enough for me to say that. Like, I don't care about my credibility that much. For that much money, I'll lose credibility. Honestly how it's going with a lot of these people. In my eyes, anyway.
Yeah, no, that's how I see it. Like, I don't know if y'all remember, like, it was years, I think it was back in 2015, Skip Bayless actually had a whole segment, and he, you know, I don't think he was serious, but he had a serious segment about Michael Jordan coming back out of retirement to teach LeBron a lesson at, like, age 50, but the man was serious, so it was a thing they were talking about, so, yeah, I don't think they'd be believing what they're talking about, either.
They just say stuff for hits. They're like TV YouTubers, bro. They just do whatever it takes for clip. They're like clip baiting YouTubers. They just say whatever to get a headline and to get most people's attention, so they'll watch. Damn if it's like something people even want to see or continue watching. As long as they get that click and they run the numbers up, they see it as a win.
Absolutely.
But if we're keeping it a buck though, like on YouTube, it's kind of trending towards that way too. Like some people just say shit just because they know they have views.
But yeah.
No shade. This ain't the shade room.
No shade.
Kemba Walker's a top 3 point guard.
Ooh. Out of nowhere.
Is that even that hot of a take though?
I mean, this year, I guess, because you know Steph ain't playing. Because
everyone's injured.
I don't know.
Healthy? Are you saying that with everyone healthy?
So wait, Harden's a point guard, right?
I consider Harden Luka a point guard, so that immediately puts him out of the top three. That's a hot take right there.
If we're putting in LeBron and Steph's coming back,
nah. I'm not even thinking. You can't even take. I wouldn't take Kemba over Chris Paul for what we've seen this year. This year, I'm taking Chris Paul.
Chris Paul exceeded my expectations for sure.
He exceeded anyone who says that. Oh nah, I expected this is a fucking liar. Like that, there's no way. Everyone expected the Chris Paul situation to go like the Iguodala situation in Memphis, which, looking back, was fucking terrible. Because Iguodala could have helped that team, and that would have been a nice fit for him. Like he didn't need the fucking just. Oh, I can't play here. Like that was kind of a bitch move to me. But you know, what can you expect from a nigga that was on the Warriors? You know, I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know. But
hey, I gotta commend Dom, bro. Like a lot of people just after the Warriors shit happened, they're like, it's been three, 4 years. But this man Domo, he's still been on that shit, bro. He's still on that hate bandwagon.
I'm not letting it go. That because it I feel not even personally attacked. I just don't let shit like that. You just don't let that slide. Because you let that slide, and it just opens the door for more people to be like, well, shit, if Kevin Durant, who's arguably 1-2 in the league, can leave to go to a team that beat him, like people are setting this up for Giannis. People are literally trying to put the narrative. Oh, Giannis got beat by the Heat. Only makes sense for him to join there. And it's because motherfuckers is not still mad about the Warriors. Like, literally, this is happening.
No
right
one
now.
Expected that team to be this good, though. Or very
I
few
don't,
people did.
I don't care. So they are this
different.
Good.
They are this good.
It's still slightly different, but it's really not. Because
and it
the
makes
team
sense from like a basketball
that beat
standpoint.
Him, the team that dominated him, not even beat him, they dominated him. Like the one game they won, he got hurt and didn't finish. And it came down to Middleton closing. So they dominated Giannis. And now people expect him to join the Heat.
I can see it.
That's the problem.
I also seen a man blow a 3-1 lead to a team, go there, win two rings, and expect people to call him the GOAT, and it didn't happen, and he was unsatisfied and left. But we're not going to talk about that. We're not about to get into this Kevin Durant bag. We're not going to go there.
I love when Don gets his Kevin Durant bag.
We're not going to go there.
He says it so perfectly every time.
Bro, I am the Skip Bayless for Kevin Durant. I'm Nick Wright for Lonzo, Skip Bayless for KD. That man will always get slandered from me. No bars intended.
Head ass. Stream doing the most on
SoundCloud. Stream doing the most. SoundCloud, YouTube. Definitely streaming on YouTube. Got to run them numbers up a little bit.
Head ass. But y'all can pay for views, right?
Huh?
Next topic.
I ain't got all the credit cards. I don't know what you mean. I don't got the credit cards.
All right, let's get into the interviewee part of this podcast before we get into some other shit. Yeah, Dom, I've seen you on Twitch, bro. Congratulations to all the success.
Yeah, man, appreciate it. It's been a good year.
Yeah, because transitioning, not even just transitioning, but doing both YouTube and Twitch. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty hard thing, and you not only have your main channel, but you also have the second channel, and you also have your pod, right? Domcast.
Which I'm actually about to move to the second channel. Yeah, I've been doing it on UCast for like the last year or so, but yeah, I'm gonna move it to the second channel in probably like a week or so. So it'll be more popular. I don't think many people still know what it is yet, honestly. Like out of all the people who watch me, because I've been doing it on like what's essentially been my fourth channel, honestly. So.
Wait, so is UCast your channel or is it like a
podcast? No, UCast is not my channel. UCast is supposed to be like a collaboration of talent, basically, of other YouTubers and whatnot. So I joined it. I think I was probably like the first or second person to join with them. But I think I'm gonna take it and do my own thing.
Yeah, that's good though. So when did you start being consistent on Twitch?
It's gonna sound like a New Year's resolution, but it isn't. Like, it really was January 1st, though. This year when I started being consistent. Year? Yeah, yeah. But you had a Twitch
before this year, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I remember I used to see you and Lo back in the chat back in like 2018, I think that was. Back in summer when I used to do the Plano Online. So what happened then was I was doing Plano Online. That's back when I was like really into 2K online mode. And 2K19 came out. And the online mode just stopped working. Like you would get on and then you get about three quarters through, it would come up a little, you know, you lost connection thing. So that kind of just, that was the only thing I was streaming back then. So I quit streaming for probably, that's when I got more heavier into like my two channels I was doing, Dom and Dom2K. And then back in September of last year, so almost about a year ago I started, restarted. I just opened up OBS one day and I was like, I just missed streaming. So I got back onto it. And January is when I kind of like became like an official Twitch streamer, I guess I would say. Because from September to December last year, it was just kind of off and on. But yeah, by January this year.
Yeah. So was most of the audience from YouTube or was it like organic growth within?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, nah. Pretty much even to this day, it's like all YouTube. If you're like a Twitch streamer and you don't have like a channel to siphon viewers in, I guess. I don't know how you grow. I'm gonna be honest with you. Yeah. So people hit me.
Because I've been seeing people on like TikTok. They're like, all right, I'm an up and coming streamer, and they're like, I've been streaming for 6-7 months, and their average viewership is like five, six viewers a stream.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is crazy.
Yeah, it's like that. So I don't think Twitch is as much like YouTube where there's an organic way to reach viewers because, you know, you got the recommended box, which is like hit or miss on YouTube or whatever. But people can find you over time on Twitch. Yeah. Like I have channels that I follow that for like probably 2 years have had, like you just said, no more than 5 viewers in there. And so if you don't have something else to like, you know, pipe in viewers. Yeah, it's pretty much like all YouTube viewers coming through.
Yeah. So what would you say is like the... I wouldn't say the biggest difference, but like, what do you like about Twitch more than YouTube?
It's not as stressful, you know? YouTube, I think Twitch is not as stressful as YouTube because it's a bit more consistent, even I would say. So in Twitter. So I don't know if you look at who watches your channel on YouTube, but on mine at least, you'll see like it's a really small percentage of people that are actually subscribed to you that are watching your videos. Like most of my views come from,
it's like 30%.
Yeah. The first time I looked at it, I was shocked. I was like, damn, how am I still pulling views? Because like nobody who subs to me is actually watching. But on Twitch, it doesn't feel like that. On Twitch, it feels like people are actually coming there for you. You know, these are people that are sub to you. These are people that actually like to watch you. Whereas YouTube might just be somebody saw a thumbnail or they saw a title, and so they decided to click on the video, and they may or may not stick around. So I think Twitch is it's a little bit more consistent. You kind of know what to expect. You kind of know who's going to be watching you every day, and it's much more interactive. It's much easier to create content on there because it's kind of like a feedback loop between you and who's watching you. And my chat just happens to be funny as shit, so we have a good time in there.
I tried streaming this summer for a little bit, and it was more tiring than I thought it'd be.
Just keeping
up the energy for hours on end, interacting like that was one thing people had a problem with. Like I'd be playing team up, like, yo, he's not even reading the chat. I'm like, bro, I'm playing team up.
Yeah, nah, it's difficult. Like even to this day, the only thing I really stream is like I don't know if you've seen the Sims that I do on there, basically on 2K, like my league simulation. Yeah. So I'm able to interact with the chat, but I still struggle when I'm actually playing something. Like, you know how hard that is to be decent at a game and like read a chat at the same time. So occasionally I'll try to bring another game on there, like Avengers just came out and I was trying to play that and I can't pay attention to the story because like, chat is going 1,000 miles per hour. So that's a difficult thing. That's absolutely difficult.
Yeah, no, because mostly for like when I game and shit, I'm usually just like silent, like I'm focused on the game and I talk when I need to. But with Twitch, you have to keep like thousands of people entertained simultaneously, which is crazy.
Absolutely. Thousands of people saying different things, asking you different questions, and it's tough. I'm trying to get better at that before the PS5 or Xbox comes out, because I do want to introduce a lot of those next gen games to the Twitch channel, since I know a lot of people won't have them probably when it comes out. And so I'm trying to get better at being able to read the chat and actually, you know, be halfway decent at a game. Because I remember I was actually doing an interview. I did an interview with somebody on Twitch back in like March maybe, and I was playing Zelda Breath of the Wild. And I went back and looked at the gameplay, and I wasn't paying attention to anything I was doing on the game. I think I was like cooking rocks or some shit. Like, I swear to God. So yeah, I wasn't paying attention to anything I was doing. So, yeah.
No, shout out to all the Twitch success, because the numbers you're pulling, like, would you say that's equivalent to getting like 100K of vid on YouTube? Like, translated into YouTube terms.
Yeah, I don't personally know the exact translation. Like, I've heard things that were surprising. So you'll see sometimes in my Twitch chat, it'll be, you know, 1.5K, 2,000 people or whatever. And I don't know if y'all know the YouTuber, TBH, the Black Hokage. That's somebody I've been watching for a while. But he was talking about, like, the contracts that some streamers have pulling that same number of viewers. And I'm like, well, shit, where's my bag if that's the truth, right? But the best way I can answer your question is, yeah, you need significantly less viewers, obviously, on Twitch. That would be the equivalent on YouTube. Because, you know, if you're doing, like, a couple thousand, anywhere from probably 1,000 to 3,000 on Twitch, you're probably killing it. Whereas, obviously, on YouTube, that range would probably be around like 100K. So, yeah.
Even like 500 viewers a stream that's a decent amount of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It fluctuates. It definitely fluctuates too. Some people you see, well, you know, sometimes they'll have a couple of thousand people, and some days it'll be like maybe 500 or 600. So, yeah. Either way, on Twitch, you know, I don't let the views affect like my performance on there. Like if you'll notice when I stream, I don't have my view counter up. A lot of people have it like in the top left corner. I don't keep that up. I'm just trying to be entertaining for whoever, you know, took time to come and see me stream that day. So
that's a dope mindset to have. Because I watch a ton of streamers. Like Twitch is probably the second most thing I would use when it comes to like watching content creators, which I mean, that's probably it for a lot of people. That's not saying much, but something I've noticed, like you were talking about trying to keep people entertained while you're playing the game. From what I noticed from other Twitch streamers is like doing it consistently, they constantly have members. They always make sure if they're playing a multiplayer game, they're playing with people that's like kind of going to keep the vibe going of keeping it entertaining. Plus, they'll also check the chat and shit like that just to help the streamer out. Like, I've noticed a lot of streamers, like, of course, there's some that play with like other big streamers. But you also have those people that have their core, like, they'll have their friend group or they'll have those two or three people they always game with that don't mind making sure that streamer stays on task and keep, like, just make the fucking workload easier. And they don't look at it as anything more than just playing the game and helping a friend out or whatever. So stuff like that helps. And with the whole view count thing, having that 1.5k to 3,000 is, it hits a lot different depending on how those people like donate. Like if they're donating constantly and stuff those numbers are hitting way different than YouTubers like getting 100k a video too. So that also matters.
Yeah, no, it absolutely matters. Like, I just happened to get lucky because we call it the subvengers in my chat. You know, you got the Avengers and the people who donate subs to people who give subs are called the subvengers. And I just got a blessing this year because I had, I remember just the way it started. I think it was back in February. And I had three people. There was a guy named Pro Rookie, there was Butter. And there was a third guy there too. He hadn't been here much since then, but I think they gifted something like, I got to go back and look. It was probably something like, you know, with a 500 subs that day, just in one day. And, ever since then it's been kind of a trend where most people who are sub to me probably get gifted. And, you know, I've just been kind of blessed that there are people out there who support me who are able to consistently gift. And so, yeah, that does absolutely hit different depending on, the type of support you have there.
So the gifted subs. Oh, go ahead.
I think we were gonna ask the same question. So when you said they gifted you 500 subs, does that mean like they committed for 500 months?
No. So what they do is like, how many other people I had in the chat that day, which was significantly lower. Each person counts as a sub. So like, say right now, if I gift you all a sub right now, if I gift four subs, y'all are all now subscribed to me for that month. And then the good thing about that is afterwards, see, some people who may not have wanted to sub to me, now they have the emotes and whatnot, and they might, you know, they might decide that, hey, I want to stay sub, he's entertaining. And so the gifts just kind of get it started and people might stay sub for like months after that, so.
I thought the gift of sub thing was like, all right, so there's a streamer, so say he has 100 people sub to him, if he gifted you 10 subs, he was giving you 10 of his subs.
Paying
for other people to sub to you, like that's
because when somebody subs to you, they have all your emotes for your channel. They get like ad free viewing and whatnot, and so when somebody's gifted you a sub, now you have all those privileges for however long they gifted to you. It could be more than 1 month, but and then after that they can decide if they want to stay sub. So
they can like pick the person they want to do or whatever. Or
well, the way I've gifted a couple of times, and the way it works is like, if you want to gift an individual sub, like you can go pick a name and like press gift. But if you're gonna gift like 5 or 10, I think it just picks randomly. I don't know 100% if you can pick like 10 specific people to sub to, but most of it, when I gift like one individual person, then I can choose.
Okay, yeah. Damn, I didn't know that's how it worked.
Yeah,
the bag you can make on Twitch once like getting to the higher level shit is really hard, but once you get there, the amount of streams of income you get just from Twitch alone is ridiculous.
Absolutely. It can get crazy, man.
Because Twitch has ads now, right?
It does.
It's just like, apparently, like, I heard someone say, Flightwood stream, and he'd be like, here's the ad, like, in the middle of the
stream. You can do it. You can actually drop ads, like... drop ads and shit like that in the stream. That shit's crazy.
That I haven't experimented with, but like the ads before a Twitch video, they're always like 30 seconds flat and you can't even skip. So they even annoy me when I watch other people streaming, but at the end of the day, it's supporting the person you came to see. So
yeah. So they got ads, they got subscriptions, they got donations, some people have brand deals, and then
the bits and cheers as well.
Yeah, the bits and cheers, and then you can transform your whole like live stream into like 5 separate videos on YouTube and make that shit pop off.
Yeah.
Like Twitch is a different animal. Twitch is a different animal if you can make it work.
And that's the difficult part. That's the part I'm still trying to get better at, because the sim I've been doing now on Twitch since probably like April, it's gone from where I restarted the NBA back in like 1997 and we've been going on. Like it would be amazing if I could make a recap of every season, like in a timely manner to get more people to watch. But like, I that along with the playoffs going on, I really can't keep up with that. So that's why I have VOD 2K, where I just kind of post the VODs and whoever, it's more like an archive of, because VODs disappear after 60 days on your channel, I believe. So I just kind of archive the VODs and who wants to see them, sees them. But as I get bigger and, you know, one day, hopefully I'll be able to get like a full-time editor, it'd be much easier to have like, you know, consistent good content come from my Twitch to YouTube, because it is content that you create at the end of the day. When you're Twitch streaming for like 2 hours, there should be content there. So
I started hiring my editor just to keep up with the quantity a week. It's definitely worth it, dude. I look into them. And they're honestly not as expensive as you think. Like most of them charge reasonably for their shit.
I've experimented back like probably about 2 years ago, I went through a couple of different editors back in like 2018. And yeah, it just depends on the quality you're looking for too, because some people, you know, try to see what they can get away with. I had one editor send me some ratchet shit back one time. I was like, all right, I'm real choosy with my videos. So I'm like, yeah, I just got to do this myself now. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, when I was looking for shit, like, I think at one point last year I was looking for editors and I literally had them do like a fucking basketball tryout for me. I'm like, yo,
damn, man.
Here's a script. Like, give me like just the first 3 minutes. Like, let me see what you got. And then I went on from there.
Right, but right.
That even that shit didn't end up working out because I ended up like being too much of a control freak.
Same. Video. Yeah, like it would just be like tiny things that bothered me. Like some of the editors would send me stuff back, and I don't know if this happens to you when you used to use NBA footage. Like, you know, like the scene will change, like an angle will change or something like that when they're with what they're showing on the court, and there'd be little stuff like that. Like an angle will change for like a half a second before he starts piece of the video. Yeah. It would be like little things like that. I don't know really how to explain not to leave that in there. So yeah, little things like that used to bug me.
And most of the editors, like their passion is editing, not just the NBA. So like when I was looking for editors, most of them did video essays on like those drama channels. Mm-hmm. So when I told them like, yo, here's a script about the NBA, mm-hmm. they like I would be talking about like LeBron in 2018 and they'd be posting shit from like his rookie year.
Oh, I hated that shit, bro. That used to happen to me too. I'm talking about like a specific season. Like I'm talking about Carmelo, you know, later on in his career and he's got cornrows in the part that he's talking about. I'm like, bro, that's not what I was talking about.
Yeah, no, shit like that. So when I started hiring an editor, I just had to make notes, like more specific notes in the script. I'm like, at this specific time, like, post that shit. But as soon as you can get that chemistry with an editor, it becomes more efficient.
Yeah, that'd be worth
but,
it.
But but with the Twitch shit and YouTube, do you have like a certain end goal you want to reach, or is it just like you just want to create content as much as possible?
Right now? You know, these days I'm way more detached from the numbers than I used to be. I think when I first started.
That's a good thing.
As far as the goals, like my goal, you know, because this has just been a tough year all around, so trying to keep up content with everything that's been going on, I've just been trying to make good content. And obviously, you know, like on Twitch, I would eventually like to get to the point, and just streaming in general, I'd eventually like to get to the point where there's contracts involved for streaming and whatnot, something that's kind of concrete, because as long as you're doing this, you know, freelance thing, it varies month to month what you get. Yeah. So, you know, I'd like to get more stable there. But, you know, I'm just trying to make good content every time I set out to make a video these days, every time I set out to make a stream, because I feel like when I first started, there was like such an attachment to like, you know, how a video would perform, or even when I first started streaming, how a stream would perform. And, you know, you'll end up completely overlooking the fact that, you know, these people sending you message afterwards like, hey, you know, these videos make my day better. This stream made my day better. And you can end up totally overlooking that if you're just like, oh, this shit flopped or whatever, you know? So my goal is these days to just make good content, make content frequently. And I'm just kind of going from there. And another thing is, you know, like on YouTube, I think there's like this, especially when you're like rapidly growing like I was when I first started, it's probably this fascination with one day trying to hit 1 million subscribers. And, you know, some people get there, some people don't. And the thing is, you know, you can see channels out there that have 1 million subs, but they're not doing nearly as good as like a channel with 200 or 300K.
Oh,
you
easily. Know,
yeah. A channel can perform at a really high level with a low sub count. So if I spend years and years with this fascination of trying to get to 1 million subs, but I'm not even doing well anymore, like what was that worth? So always trying to get as big as possible, but the number goals, that's not really where I'm at these days.
Yeah. No, like 3 months ago, I was like really focused on the numbers because I was at the point where I realized, like, yo, I've been at 100K for a decent amount of time.
Right.
So I was trying to take it to that next level. Mm. So I was looking into, like, you know, like, when you go on YouTube and you just look up how to grow on YouTube.
Yeah.
And all those, like, YouTube tip videos. Like, I was on that wave looking into the analytics heavy. Mm-hmm. And it worked to a degree. But, like, the past, like, 2 months specifically, especially since I started doing the face cam shit,
mm-hmm.
I've been just like, yo, I'm just going to talk my shit. And if the people enjoy it, the people enjoy it. If they don't, they don't. But I'm just gonna put out content out there, and it's been working out for the best. So
yeah. That's the mentality you gotta have. Cause I mean, it's good. Like I saw, you know, I specifically saw when Kenny, King of the Fourth Quarter, kind of blew up. He said that, you know, there was specific analytics that, you know, helped him get to that point. But at the end of the day, YouTube feels really hit or miss. Like, you could, I don't know if you've experienced this before, but you can pour like hours and hours of effort into a video and not have it do as well as one that you just kind of came up with just on the spot. I've had that happen plenty of times before. Yeah. So I guess, you know, like you said, you were hunting analytics and whatnot before. I was probably on that tip before too. And now I'm just trying not to force it, because when you force and shit don't work, you just get more frustrated. And then it takes away from the passion of it as well. And, you know, when the passion dies for this, then I feel like people will be able to tell that as well from the product that's coming out. So.
No, like the what if video I did 2 months ago on LeBron, like if he went to the Pistons, like I dead ass planned that video out for 3 weeks, scheduled out like different days to record, and that shit was crazy, but and it did well over time, but like just 2 weeks ago, I did like a when Dame lost, or when the Blazers lost in five. I pre-recorded a video that day. I'm like, yo, they're fucking losing in five. I'm literally uploading this as soon as the buzzer hit. and that shit already has like nearly like 1.5 times the amount of views.
Yeah.
A video I worked three weeks on.
That's the way it happens. There's only so much you can really control. Like, I feel like some channels obviously make it to that point where no matter what they post, it's going to bang. You know, once you get to a certain size, no matter what they post, it's going to bang. But when
like
you're...
Flight
agent zero, hell, Kenny at this point, like, you know, they post what they post, and it's always, you know, it's gonna hit. But yeah, when you're still growing, it's really just best to, you know, just try to find, you know, the passion for it and just go from there, because yeah, like you just said, there's just certain things you just don't control. I think
that's a fact, man.
Snap,
you good?
Oh, sorry, no, I just read the headline. Mike D'Antoni's not returning.
Ooh, that's tough.
About damn time.
That's tough. Y'all want to get into it?
I want to interrupt y'all.
You good.
That's big news.
Thank God.
Shout out to Lowe.
Daryl Morey, you're next.
But
you're next, nigga.
Yeah, he's not coming back next year to be the coach. So I wonder
who's gonna pick him up.
No more D'Antoni.
Wow.
Not in Houston anyway.
The thing with the Rockets to me is that they're just constructed to be a second round exit every single year that does well in the regular season.
And that thing's like
a lot of teams wish to be that team. Like, it's not an easy thing to do, but that's the reality when it comes to them. Like, they're never gonna win a championship with this.
You know what's crazy? Imagine they bring in, and I'm just for shits and giggles because people like to do this. Imagine they bring Mark Jackson to that team.
No.
And he he adds a center, and now they're title contenders.
Oh, what center?
That's what the NBA needs. I don't know. A center.
Gobert?
No. I'm not saying go out
Rudy
and,
Gobert.
I'm Rudy just saying Gobert. If you can get you a Rudy solid COVID? Hustle, if you can get you a 6'10 guy with a 15-footer, maybe the Rockets will be deadly. They can play defense. Maybe the Rockets
They're going to end up with Tyronn Lue in the same lineup, and they are not even going to make the playoffs.
Sam Cassell and PJ Tucker's the new center again. Oh, man.
All right. Here's my question. When LeBron was a free agent in 2018, 2019, one of the destinations that a couple people were bringing up was the Rockets.
That's true.
So my question is, hypothetically, if let's just say LeBron went to the Rockets, do y'all think that changes anything?
No.
Do they win a championship this year or last year?
Westbrook.
If he went to the Rockets instead of the Lakers.
Yeah, is Westbrook still there?
No,
that's Chris Paul. That would have been Chris Paul, Harden, and LeBron.
Is Chris Paul Rockets? Yeah, I said Chris Paul Rockets. Chris Paul, Harden, LeBron. That
off the top of my head, that would have won.
Low key,
that's nasty.
Low key.
Yeah, that would have won. Chief. I don't see a universe where CP3 and LeBron don't end up making that work. Like, I think that works out.
They're too smart.
Yeah.
Well, my thinking was, because if everyone's saying the problem is James Harden choking in the playoffs, and if the problem is Mike D'Antoni's system, then I'm just wondering, like, if you add LeBron to that, does that like change anything?
Well, if you add LeBron to that, the load James Harden has to carry is reverted back to when he was playing with Westbrook and Harden. And back then, like, I don't understand why people don't go back and look to when James Harden had help, what type of player he was, but he exceeded the shit out of the expectations he had. He was a sixth man who honestly was a top 10 player in his position, and he was coming off the bench. He was putting in work. If you give James Harden legit help, you know, guys that you're not just going to leave open and they're going to miss, like Westbrook, or guys is gonna run down and try to throw a fucking behind the back pass without looking on a fast break for no reason after not playing a whole round. Like, if you give him somebody like Chris Paul, if you give him a LeBron who is gonna A, take the ball out of his damn hands, so he's gonna have to play defense. Like, he doesn't have to take 30 shots a game no more. Now he can play defense. Now he can actually be a better playmaker and a better off-the-ball player, stuff that he just isn't capable of doing playing with Westbrook and P.J. Tucker at center. Like, come on.
Yeah. I feel that. Harden, with a system with LeBron, too, Harden will probably end up, you know, doing a little bit more off-ball as well, which I think would help him at this point. So, yeah, no, I think that would have been fire.
Yeah, the same offensive role as Kyrie. You're telling me Harden couldn't fulfill the role of Kyrie Irving? Come on, bro.
Can I ask y'all a big knock? Go ahead. Can I ask y'all? Do you think Tyronn Lue or D'Antoni would be a good fit for the Sixers?
Oh, Tyronn. I couldn't answer that because I don't know what kind of coach Tyronn Lue is, because LeBron was the coach of the fucking Cavaliers. So I couldn't tell you about Tyronn Lue. Mike D'Antoni, yeah, he'll end up trading Joel Embiid and just put Ben Simmons in center. So who knows? Who knows what he'll do with the Sixers?
That's crazy, bro.
I seen a tweet last night. It said the 76ers constructed two Eastern Conference Finals team, and neither one of them were the Sixers. And they were talking about the Heat, the Celtics, and so Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum. I was like, yo, that's pretty funny and very true.
Yeah. We really took that 2019 Sixers team for granted. I'm not going to
lie. Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
That team
did you guys? Man, I know, man.
That's crazy. What you talking about, Wordy? Did you? Did you not?
Did I? I don't recall.
I don't
did
know.
I? Did I?
I don't know.
But Daryl Morey got to go, bro. Daryl Morey got to go, too. I don't know. Should they just run with the same lineup that they did this year? Next year?
No.
No,
you have to change.
Because I never believed in small ball. I literally told you, Dom, AD was going to fucking eat in the paint, and what happened?
Yeah.
He ate from Mitty. Great.
He ate from me.
Exactly. He didn't even need to. That's a damn thing.
Yeah. So I think the small ball lineup. The small ball lineup's a real thing. Cause
it works.
That's a regular season thing.
No, but like power forwards from the last decade are centers, like the successful centers now.
They
but
are.
When you go to the point where you're putting small forwards, bro. When you're putting like PJ Tucker at the center. And putting
Robert Covington at center.
Robert Covington at center. That's a whole different thing than putting like Bam Adebayo, mm-hmm. who's 6'9", 6'10",
AD.
Or putting Draymond or even AD at the five. That's a whole different thing. So they just took it to the extreme too much. But it was an experiment, you know. Daryl Morey's crazy. Didn't work. Like that.
Yeah, I think D'Antoni figured, you know, this was probably his last chance, so he just went, you know, as experimental as he could, and nobody really knew how it was. Well, I mean, I think it was kind of predictable, actually. The ending was pretty predictable, so.
Yeah. I predicted it, so
very like I said, they should have pulled the Warriors and they shouldn't have went all their eggs in the small ball basket. You should have had you a dedicated lineup to go small ball when shit gets sticky. Yeah. But you still have a system set to where if you're playing a team with big men or just one dominant big man, you can be formidable. You have a counter to that. But once you just throw your big man out of the window and leave Tyson Chandler for moral support, and you kind of just say, "Yeah, we're just gonna put Robert Covington at center." Like, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
I forgot he was on the roster.
Oh, it's crazy. God. Everyone does. I forget he's on the roster all the time until I see him on the bench. It's crazy.
Like, on the bench.
And you're saying small ball don't work? That's a lie. Think about the last team that actually did damage in the finals, which was the Warriors. Had a dominant small ball lineup. Like that was the whole thing with them. Is once they go their death lineup. It's a wrap. Once you put Draymond at center, you bring in fucking at the time it was Harrison Barnes and Iguodala. That was your two forwards. You had Stephen Clay. It was a wrap. Like teams had a problem dealing with that.
And also with the Rockets when they put Coven and Tucker at the 4 and 5. I just think they missed the fact that like the Lakers can put LeBron at 5 and run a lineup to go against it. Like it's not.
Every team can. Any team with a great perimeter player, a great three or big two, they're just gonna match that lineup. Every team has fucking three guards and like two small forwards. Like every team can match this. especially if it's an off night. Now you're telling me I can rest my big and just let fucking Bradley Beal go crazy? Like, come on. Like, Bradley Beal could be put at the five running this damn lineup y'all these niggas running with. Like, it's crazy. Like, teams can just do the most random stuff. And it's weird. Devin Booker is a power forward going against the goddamn Rockets. Like, it's weird.
If I see Devin Booker running the four, bro,
hey man, get ready,
I'm going to cry.
Bro, it was times I'm watching this team play. It was times I'm watching the finals, and I'm looking – When I play ball in real life, I play big men. So my attraction to watch basketball has been from a big man perspective. Pause. Anyway, it's been from a big man perspective. So when I watch, I look to see what bigs are on the court to see what they're doing. And when I look up and the biggest players on the court is Kuzma and Covington, I'm like, bro, what is basketball now? Like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing right
now? Carl Kuzma.
You got Kyle Kuzma at center, bro. Like, come on. Danny Green at power forward. Like, what are we doing?
I'm surprised LeBron wasn't posting up more this series.
I'm surprised no one posts up more playing the Rockets. Like, that shit pisses me off. Everyone plays the Rockets is like, you know what? Y'all want to shoot threes? Bet. We're going to shoot threes, too. Like, no.
Because I think if you take twos, that's exactly what they want.
But then you're just – but at the same token, they have – like, just using common sense – they have no bigs. You could put niggas in foul trouble. And if you're playing great defense, it's even better. Like, if they're all – like, leave Westbrook open. Make Westbrook shoot. I don't understand why that's not a focal point. Teams did it with Roberson. It was stretches where, like, seven-game stretches where everyone will leave Roberson open. Like no one cared. Treat Westbrook like that. Just don't let him dunk. That's why you keep a center.
That's crazy, dude. Simple. That series – is exactly why I made the video of Russell Westbrook arguably being the worst shooter of all time. Because they literally left him open so much. And he believes in his skill so much. And he's so confident that he's still taking that even though he shoots like 23, 24%. So I'm not saying that it's always the case. But there is like... You can make an argument for being the worst shooter if you just keep on chucking up threes. And you miss them... like 75% of the time. So that was the only reason that I made that Russell Westbrook video.
Has there ever been anyone in league history who's attempted the amount of threes Westbrook attempts and has that low of a percentage? Like anything like that?
No, like when I did that video, I literally looked up every player who's averaged like three or four threes a game in their career. Mm-hmm. And ranked and looked up the lowest field goal percentage or 3-point percentage. And it was Westbrook. So Jesus, he's literally Christ, the worst volume 3-point shooter of all time. And all the numbers point to it. And that's all I wanted to
say. And that's why you just leave him open and just let him shoot. When you're a worse shooter than Roberson, that says a lot. That says a lot.
Andre Roberson. That's tough, man. Lou Dort is taking his job, by the way. Like, in front of
ours. Oh, no. Lou Dort took his job in front of ours. Nah, he's not taking he took his job. He snatched that back. They've been giving that job away for the last 2-3 years. He took that job from a lot of people. You better see a lot of trades from Thunder. Ferg gone. Fucking Hamidou Diallo gone. I hope Jay Smooth's watching this because all the players you've been hyping up, they're all gone because of Lou Dort. All of them.
Yeah, but if y'all – do y'all have any more questions for the interview section? If y'all do, I'm going to just go.
We're still interviewing?
Yeah. Go, Dom 2K – who are your top five NBA YouTubers, in your opinion?
Yeah, I'm top five YouTubers because it's crazy. As much as I post and whatnot, you wouldn't believe I don't watch YouTube as much. Like when I watch YouTube, I'm on some like science, space type shit, alien type shit. I really don't.
Remind me of myself.
Yeah, these days. But I try to pull. Like last time, I used to like to watch Jimmy High Roller a lot. I used to watch his videos. It's on. Who else? Click these days. I mean, Click isn't really an NBA YouTuber, is he? He's more like a 2K YouTuber. Click Productions. Yeah he's more like a 2K YouTuber. Yeah, I'm just honestly not on this side as much as you would think.
All right, so top YouTubers, top most entertaining YouTubers in general, top five. No matter the genre, just that you like watch.
Well, definitely the Black Okage. Because I've been watching TBH. Yeah, TBH Fly. I've been watching
I've been watching MWN days.
Yeah, really, yeah, exactly, right? Yeah. When me and my brother used to talk about him, I still call him MWN. I've been watching him since like 2012. So, yeah, he's still consistent, still fire content. Hell, I've been watching Chris Move since I was in middle school. I don't watch his videos as consistently these days to my career just because I don't really care about my career as much anymore. But I still go back and watch his old stuff. It's kind of timeless. So, I definitely like Chris Move a bit. Shit, who else do I watch these days? Yes. Those are the two names that come to mind where it's like I'm consistently checking my sub box for, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's about it.
I found myself watching a lot of old TBH just for this. Now, the like how you say you watch Chris Move for that, like it just sounds like his old stuff is just
the Negro Knowledge video.
Yeah.
Yes, bro. It's just, and there's a lot of YouTubers like that. Like I watch, like I miss, like I took that time for granted. I didn't think times would like change so fast on YouTube just from a gaming perspective. Cause really back in the day, trolling was just so funny and enjoyable. Oh, yeah. And it's a ton of YouTubers I watch now that I just go back to the old stuff watching trolling videos and MWN at the top of the list. Don't watch too much Chris Move anymore. That's tough. Can't do Chris Move.
I lucky wanted to get into that. This Dom's video with Dom's beef with Chris Move.
I just listen, man.
Why you hate the OGs, bro?
Bro, it's not even I hate. First of all, listen, I would consider myself when it comes to YouTube, 2K YouTube is my thrush haven. Like I put most of my time watch has been 2K YouTube. 2K is the most played game I got. I've bought every 2K since 2K3. 2K is my shit. So I've dedicated a lot of time to 2K, and I appreciate what Chris Move did back in the day. Cool. But when we talk about the communities of games, like when we talk about like GTA community, we talk about fucking Call of Duty, which is the biggest one and the biggest thing I point to, the OGs of that time, when the new generation came up, they kind of like, you know, had open arms with, like with people they found cool. Like my thing with Chris Move is, and maybe I don't know this nigga personally, so I can't speak for him personally. I could just speak for publicly and what I see. Maybe he does behind closed doors give all the people credit that deserves credit. Maybe he shows love to everyone in the community that he deserves show love to. All that. Cool. Maybe I just don't see it. And that's very possible. But it's also very possible that this nigga just don't fuck with nobody. And he just sticks to himself. And I don't understand.
I mean, I think he's earned that right, though.
You don't know. In what situation and in what time ever has the person who grandfathered a community, grandfathered a movement, not shown love to the people that came under him that praise him?
I think he shows love.
It doesn't happen in music. It doesn't happen in film. It doesn't happen in sports. It doesn't happen in any other gaming community. It only happens with this nigga. Like, and again, publicly. Privately, he could be sending Dom 2K all the love he deserves. Like, yo, I fuck with your vids. Yo, keep it up. Maybe he is sending shit to Agent. But yo, Agent, you're right, bro. The jump shots you've been talking about.
You on that Michael Jordan like, shit.
Yeah, like maybe it is like that. But when you have guys like Kobe Bryant he was looked at as a god to a lot of people. He was looked at as people's Jordan for a generation. That was people's god. And Kobe had no problem showing love to people who deserved it. When he seen Luka, it was joys and smiles, and you know he did stuff with other players. He worked out with them. They made videos like any other profession, any other people that father in an era of people that look at them a certain way. They show love. They collab with people. They made videos. They did stuff with the community. Chris Move plays my career still to this day. He doesn't do any park. He doesn't do any fucking my team like versus anybody like Troy Dan does. He doesn't do any of that. Like he doesn't interact with the community. I think he's an asshole. You said dinosaur. I thought you said asshole. I personally think he would be. I don't know.
I mean, I could see it. I don't think that's.
But these are my opinions. And again, I could be 100% wrong, and I can see that. But I also could be 100% right, and you niggas are just blind. Who knows?
Yeah, when Smooth was coming up, like if you go back and look at his older videos, I do remember he actually did quite a few collabs with people. That was back, you know, like way back. That was more like the Call of Duty days, and I saw him, you know, he hopped on an interview with Shady one time. So yeah, as time has gone on, you don't see that as much. The thing I think with Smooth also, like, you know, aside from not hearing, you know, his adoration for other YouTubers, we don't know anything about this guy at all. Like, he don't share his life, like anything. I don't know. Like, cause you, and it's It's, you know, it could be the time that you come up in too, because he came back, you know, when was he started posting? Probably about 2009. And so I think, yeah, you know, the 2K like YouTubers use.
Yeah, he's just a different. It could be different for him. Like, he just came up. He came up in a generation where the internet wasn't what it is today. Right, you just didn't share. You didn't openly share. And it's people that are part of it. I'm probably with a lot of my shit too. So yeah, again, I can understand that. And that is a very valid argument, Dom. That is great point. I agree. That is
a I feel your opinion too. Yeah, I get you. I just
that could pop. Yeah. That could 100% be what it is. And I'm just being a dumb little kid who got mad that his one of his favorite 2K YouTubers just isn't in the 2K community like a lot of other people are in their community. Maybe that's what it is. And yeah, I'm okay. I'm comfortable with myself enough to know that I am okay being this upset about this. Like, I'm the only person in the world this upset about Chris Smooth or whatever. And I have no problem with that. Right. Because I've watched enough Chris Smooth to where I can be upset with that. Like, I have. I've dedicated a lot of time as a youth to watching the nigga. So I feel like I can say, yo, I just don't, I mean, give my opinion on the motherfucker, something like that, you know?
Yeah, he, and it's entirely possible, like, maybe you're right. It's entirely possible, you know, he's not really trying to, you know, come off like that either. Cause like, you know, you were just asking me who my favorite YouTuber was. Obviously, I'm nowhere near as big right now, but it's not that I don't like watching other YouTubers or whatnot. It's more a time thing for me. I just don't really get around to it as much. And so if I had 1 million subs in like another 7 months, if something happened like that, and, you know, people are asking me who I fuck with, I would probably sound arrogant saying I don't really watch anybody. Like, no, I just don't be on here that much. It's really not. But, you know, who knows? Like I said, we know nothing about I don't know anything about the guy. As long as I've been watching him, I know nothing. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
He could just be a dude that just like, he kind of just like wants to mind his own business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
at least in terms of collabing.
I will say that it is kind of impeccable, like the amount that he's uploaded over the years and how private his life is, because he has videos from like every game. And, you know, when the NBA season stops, he'll go back to 2K. The NBA season starts, he's back on this. PlayStation 5 will come out, he'll have a bunch of different playthroughs. Like, for as much content as he produced, yeah, it's a very non-transparent life, because a lot of guys might do like tours and shit like that, and, you know, a couple of vlogs, and, you know, just let you know about them. And hey, maybe he just don't really want to fuck with the internet like that too, you know, who knows. Yeah, everybody got their
very true. Yeah. I remember when he did his face reveal, it was just low key because you wasn't expecting it. It was that Need for Speed video with Tony Parker.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest shit in the world. You know, like, I remember when I seen it, I was like, that's not fucking Chris Moore. Right. Who's this damn voice actor? Who's this actor they played to be? And I'm like, oh, this is really
I remember that
Chris
too.
It's crazy.
That was a weird day. I remember that.
But no, I think.
Need for Speed.
What? Yeah, fact. Need for Speed out of all games.
With Tony Parker.
And it wasn't even them really playing. It was the most set up commercial thing ever. Yeah. I'm like, bro, this was obviously just to do the face reveal as over the top as possible. But I think my whole thing with Chris Smooth honestly started with NBA 2K14. NBA 2K14 is when they introduced the parks. They introduced like the new system of how they did you playing against people with people. And at that time, you can honestly see 15 is really where the shift happened with the 2K community. But at that time, it was still a lot of people doing the My League, My GM type videos. It was still people probably doing, you had your Play Now crowd and the My Career. But once that park hit, that's when the 2K community shifted to where you seen guys like Cash Nasty. That's when Cash Nasty really started making a name. I remember I started watching Cash Nasty back then. Who else? iPod King Carter, Shakedown. OSN was more my team, but Shakedown was on the park side. Right. iPod King Carter was on the park side, I want to say. And Cash Nasty, those were the three that really got me into like that side of park. And that's when you think about the 2K community, honestly, park is really where most of the popularity is. Outside of my team, I mean, my team
park
is my
and
team.
My team are at the top.
Yeah, they're at the top. Yeah. And it really depends on its viewer's choice at that point. But for me, I feel like park is the most popular thing. And if 2K got put in this position where so many people got their eyes on it, I would just assume, it just made sense to me, that the most popular 2K streamer, well, not streamer, 2K creator, who was Chris Smooth, would take advantage of not only being one of the most popular, but even with my team, he could have did it, but he didn't. But with Park, it just gave you a chance to play with a lot of people, not even on like not even on camera, just in general, just give people access that they didn't have before, because the whole 3v3 system was just a lot different and it just wasn't as fun, honestly.
Yeah.
With the park thing, you just had chances where people legit would surround your park to see you play and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He never took advantage of that. He did one time for video, and I tell people this. I don't even know if that video's up anymore. He put a video up. He got his ass busted in the park, and that nigga never played park again. I swear. Maybe I'm wrong, but bro, he played one park game in 2K14, got fucked up, never played again. Yeah, I think he tried again in 15, never tried again. And I'm like, bro, so you're running from, you don't even want to play niggas. Like, you're upset to lose? Like you can't handle motherfuckers that's idolized you, beating you in a fucking game of 2K, bro? Like, you got to resort to just playing my career again?
So you see it as like a with great power comes great responsibility type thing, like, you know, because he's
Spider-Man.
Like,
let's be honest, like, I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel like that could have made him, just as from a business perspective, I just feel like that's a growth thing. Like, bro, okay, I'm the biggest 2K name at the time where it's this new innovative thing that's really taken off. I can take advantage of this, and this could grow my brand even more. This could grow me even more. More people have access to me. But he did a whole 180 after getting a taste of niggas is real. This is not the CPU you running plays. Like, you was out here getting busted. Now I'm gonna just play by myself. I don't feel like dealing with that. Just stay over here with the door shut. I don't know. That's just how I looked at it. Again, I could be totally wrong, and I understand that. But yeah. I don't think I'm wrong. That's the thing.
I looked it up right now. It says Chris Move is 30. So he started this shit, like Dom said, what, 2009?
Yeah.
I would say it might be a thing where, and there's nothing wrong with this, where at some point he just wants to make the shit as stable as possible, where he's just like, this is my job, this is my 9-to-5, you know,
which is what he's done too.
Which is what he's done.
You see his content, that shit is like, it's like a computer basically. It's scheduled and it's you know, never miss a beat after all these years. I don't even know when the last time there was like a break in his channel where he didn't have a video for like a week. I don't know when the last time that was. So he has
2 million subscribers right now. And if I'm him, I'm like in my late 20s, I'm in my 30s, and you know for a fact that whatever the fuck you upload, you're gonna get 300,000 views on it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, at that point, I just started putting
out content that you want to put out.
Yeah, exactly. This man uploaded Pokemon Go one time back when that was the move, and I think he hit like a million views on that. Who else, doing 2K and then could just be like, "Hey, yo, Pokemon Go," and that shit bangs. Like, I don't know.
He played Minecraft for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, right. Minecraft.
He does everything. Yeah.
He's
dabbled in everything.
I guess it just also depends what people are looking to get out of it as well. Because, like, some, you know, at his size, you know, and how big he was, you were talking about him maybe taking advantage of more opportunities. He could have very well just been happy with where he was at, though, because I'm pretty sure. Like,
that's true.
Yeah. You know, he might not have felt the need to grow. And you know, specifically with the park community, if you're in the 2K community, you know how toxic that shit can be, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
Very true. But who knows? If he spearheads the park community, park community would be something different.
Hey, you got a point there.
Never know, because that was the beginning. There was no park community. Park community came up from there.
Right.
And he said
park community didn't have a father figure.
I'm just saying, the park community is a bunch of fatherless children out here just making noise, bro. I'm just saying, this man Chris Move came out there, got busted, and was like, nah, these niggas coming from my head. And ever since then, think about it. Think of it like this. Say you in the hood, and the figurehead, the person that made it out the hood, comes back to the hood. He's the first person to ever get out the hood. He comes back.
Yeah, I can relate.
Niggas doing drive-bys. That nigga runs away forever. Now it's like, all right, anytime we got a problem with somebody, just do a drive-by. Pull up on them. That nigga run away. Now you got a bunch of niggas with a broken mindset, and now the park community is dysfunctional.
Broken mindset.
Nothing but...
I literally turned the park community into a hood. Oh my god, the hood! He turned the park community into a hood analogy.
Crazy. I'm just saying,
don't. It's like Colin Coward out here, man.
I'm just saying, man.
I view the Rockets as a vacation to Barcelona.
Coming from somebody that's been playing park forever, all I'm saying is, if you had Chris Move spearheading the park. You know, 2K would have did something for Chris Move way back. Like, Chris Move is just, he's a different animal. He could have did so many things. He's the reason.
So are you saying he's Shaq? You're saying he's Shaq. Like, he was dominant, but like, he kind of underachieved.
Yeah.
He was dominant, but yes! That's perfect. He's Shaq. Yeah. He's Shaq, and it was a lot
if
of
if he just stayed in shape. If he just stayed in shape, you know what I'm saying?
Three million. He was Shaq, and there was a lot of niggas out there being Jimmy Butler. And that shit, it was just crazy. There was a lot of niggas on the ground.
They wanted it more, man.
That didn't have that luxury. It was niggas out there that just wanted it. It was Cash Nasty was Jimmy Butler back then. OSN was Jimmy Butler back then. Like, those guys, they put the work in, and they show what you can get out of tapping into that. And you had the opportunity to, you just didn't, which, again, I don't have a problem with. But when you have niggas who are praising the guy who's real impact on 2K came from 2K's 10 to 12 or 13, it's like, all right, like, what are we talking about though? No one plays my career. So is there, can we give that same praise and respect to some other guys, you know, that we're actually putting on? Like, Shakedown should be, I don't know, Shakedown just gets, I give Shakedown the praise a lot of niggas give Chris Smooth, because Shakedown was putting out shit way back then that he puts out now that's just been consistent and banged. And he
Shakedown's like the Tim Duncan of the 2K community, bro.
Bro, and he really put on for the park community in a positive way. He always did shit to have, like, he showed.
Yo, does the tutorials and shit to get the new 2K players in.
Tell me right now, Chris Wu couldn't do a little bit with Shakedown has did and
Chris
Wu
is a dinosaur, basically. He's a dinosaur.
I'm just saying, he's bro. Chris Move is
because
Shaq.
You would think Chris Move would be personality based Chris because it's Shaq, so popular man. To do right now. Like, you would think he would be personality based because it's the thing.
He found his lane. I mean,
he did.
That's all it is, man.
And that's the other thing. Like, if you look at it, you know, you're talking about it from being it would have been a good business decision for him at one point. But, you know, it's also a thing where it goes in line with what happened way back when with him and the guy. And y'all remember the Mr. Purple O beef? Y'all remember that at all? Mr. Purple Zero, dude, who was always shot.
I honestly don't.
Yeah, I made a video about it. It happened. Yeah, this shit happened like before the 2K community was a thing. And it's kind of in line with what you're talking about. Maybe he just sees it as an unnecessary risk because, you know, I didn't know of the thing you were talking about where he apparently got beat or whatever. But Mr. Purple or Zero was a guy trying to come up basically by beating Chris Move. And it was a whole big thing in the 2K community. And he never, you know, never gave it any light, he never mentioned it. You know, that's why you never see this guy any kind of beef. Because, you know, aside from not showing love, like you say, you know, he gets into no types of beef either. So, like Bisol said, you know, he's found his lane and is not, you know, trying to jeopardize it, even if there's a better, you know, because the park could have probably made him even bigger than he is. But, you know, maybe he just saw that as a risk that wasn't really necessary. But, yeah, I mean, I feel
necessary headache, yeah. I mean, I can see you don't want the headache of people just having the access to just pull up, try to play you or whatever for a video. Like, he could have seen that from there because there's a lot of YouTubers that don't want to deal with that now. Like, all niggas just trying to play me for clout and stuff like that. So, yeah, that, again, very possible is very sensible reasons why Chris Move decided not to do what I thought was the right thing. And he has the right to, because who the fuck am I to say what this man should do? Like,
it's all good. It's just a conspiracy theory. That's all it is.
I'm just saying, man. It's nothing but a conspiracy theory. Nothing but some Damo Jamatra, you know?
Damatria. All right. I don't want to make this pod too long. So I guess let's just... Let's talk about the Xbox Series S. Let's get Justin into the mix. You know what I'm saying?
Pass I was going to say, man, I don't know any of this YouTube shit. I just been watching football.
I still remember when Rusty came on here, and this dude deadass was watching his videos for the first time before Rusty came into the chat. that was one of the funniest episodes.
Dom2K, you got a special treatment because I actually watched one of your videos like 3 or 4 weeks ago, so you know, I would prepare.
Head start.
Me feel good.
That is.
So what are we bringing up? Xbox Series.
Xbox Series S. Oh, he's rubbing his hands. He's trying to burn man this shit. So the Xbox Series S was announced this week. It's $300 coming out. I don't know when it's coming out, but it's $300.
I think it's in November. Console.
Yeah, November. So November. Around holiday time.
Yeah.
It's 300. It's a next gen console. And it was making a lot of waves on Twitter because no one really expected like a next gen console to be that cheap. You know what I'm saying? Like everyone was saying PS5 is gonna be $500.
That's my problem with it. It's not it's gonna have next gen games, but it's basically just the Xbox One. It's a little better. It is a little better.
Can you explain exactly like what you were saying in the chat?
What was the Xbox? They came out with another one. It was like Xbox Pro or Xbox
X. One X, I think.
Talking about the white one?
Xbox.
Yeah, the white one, I think.
The current gen one that they came out with like a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's like the Xbox.
It basically has the same specs as that. Whoa. So,
really?
Based off what I was looking at, it's basically like if you play them side by side, you're probably not going to notice any difference. You're probably not.
I think I did see a graphic like that on Twitter or something like that.
Okay, so my thing with that is that the Xbox One X and the PS4 Pro, they were made to play current gen titles in 4K. 4K, right?
Yeah. This new one is it 4K? Is it the Series S? Is it 4K or is it 1080?
The Series S, I believe, like if you just want to watch Netflix in 4K, you can do that.
If you just want to watch Netflix, why the fuck you buying a new console?
Exactly. Sure. So the Series S is catered to play next gen titles in 1080 or 1440p. That's the problem I have.
You're buying a next gen console. You think in the next eight years this console
is that why it's so cheap, bro?
You're not going to get a 4K TV within the next 8 years? No one's going to be using 1080 in the next 8 years.
Oh my god!
You got something to say, okay. Dom?
I do have something to say.
Why are you going
to
spend $800 on an Xbox you already have?
Because I have an Xbox, and you know I've been playing Xbox forever. And Justin, you weren't here when I broke the news about the payment plans they have on the Xboxes too. And your whole problem is
Xbox.
Yeah, but your whole problem is the fact that they're selling a actual next gen console. And then they're selling next gen light. That's what's going on.
Yes.
See, next gen light.
And people are saying, oh, I'll just buy next gen light when they already have next gen light.
No, what you're not understanding is this. Xbox is trying to get back into the homes of a lot of gamers before they get PlayStations. I don't know if you weren't here when they talked about the new process of getting a PlayStation 5, which a lot of motherfuckers probably don't know about.
No, I was here.
About it. Were you? Okay, yeah, well, now you know the process. You have to sign up and all that extra
99% of people buying a next-gen console aren't content creators. I can wait a month or two. I'll be fine. I can wait a couple months and to get a PlayStation.
So what's the percent of actual, like, I don't know, kids getting next-gen consoles? How about that?
The percent of kids are probably going to get them for Christmas in a couple months, and they're going to be on stores everywhere.
Okay, here's another question. What's the percentage of kids that have a 4K monitor to play with?
What's the percentage of kids who parents won't look at a next-gen console?
Their parents probably got 4K.
The parents are literally going to look and be like, oh, look, there's a next-gen console.
Yeah, that's true.
$300.
They're not going to know. They're not going
to
know.
I'm just going to get you this. And for a lot of the kids, you're going to be able to play the games you want to play. One, every current-gen game is going to be backwards compatible with the Xbox One. That's a plus. Plus, you get to play next-gen games. How many kids are walking around with 4K TVs and monitors? Like
In the next 8 years.
Okay, so you can get you an X. Then you can get you an X in the next 8 years. You want to watch?
So you got to buy it twice?
You won't be a kid no more. You won't be a child. You'll be a fucking adult. So buy you a goddamn X. Or the XR2 or whatever's out in fucking 4 years.
R2.
let's be reasonable here. Like, the whole purpose of selling,
I know what the purpose Xbox is. I'm saying for me, that's some bullshit to switch Xbox and buy that shitty ass.
First of all, Series S
bullshit.
So
my PS4 is just as good.
It's fine. So go ahead, go on your computer or go on wherever you have to go to sign into your little Sony account. Apply the pre-order of fucking PlayStation 5, and then let Japan.
My broke
tell
ass
you,
isn't buying a PS5 anytime.
Let Japan tell you wait 2 months before you can get your console, or you can be like, you know what? I'm going to be reasonable. I can just go ahead and
get a
console
$300
that's going to play
on a console
the games
that I already
want.
Got.
I mean, so
it's not the same console, though.
Thank you. You're not playing next-gen
games. It's no better. I'm not spending $300 on something that's no better.
You're not playing next-gen games, though.
Next-gen games will be on the old console for at least a few months.
No, that's what they're called, next-gen games. They're not going to be
gonna
the
be
same.
They release them like the first like year-ish.
No.
They release them on both. Yes, they do.
They're going to be different. Depending on the games, it's going to be different. Games, like, I don't know what you play, but for most people who play, like, I don't know, 2K, 2K is going to be a lot different next-gen and current-gen. They're not going to be the same game.
Yeah, if you're just gonna play Fortnite next gen, then obviously
you're fine with
a PS4.
If you're just playing Grand Theft Auto 5, obviously keep your current gen.
They released Grand Theft Auto 5 on a third console generation.
I mean, look, they're doing that. They're doing that for fucking PlayStation 5. Like, you get to get fucking GTA 5 with $1 million and all this.
I think Last of Us technically.
Are they gonna make you pay for it too? I played GTA 5 on my 360 and I didn't get it for my PS4 because I didn't want to buy it again. I already played that
so
game.
So cool. Like, so now you can just buy it on PS4 buy it a third and get time. It on PlayStation 5. Like, oh, like, that's stupid to me. But you know what's not stupid? The fact that I will be able to pay not even $300. I'll be able to pay $100, get a next-gen console.
Wait. How are you paying $100?
The new payment plan with Microsoft. So with Microsoft, the Xbox X, you can go, you can put a down payment on it, and then you just pay off $34.99 for the X for 24 months, or $24.99.
So you still have to pay the whole amount.
Yeah, at the end, you still have to pay the same amount.
Well, no, not even that.
You're probably spending more.
You're going to pay the whole amount, but yeah, you are spending more because you're going to get Xbox, you're going to get the gold, so basically the pass to play online. You're getting gold, the Game Pass, which, nigga, anyone with an Xbox that has Game Pass, they know how lit that
shit is. That's like PS Plus. Right,
it's better than PS Plus. Trust me. So you get Game Pass, you get EA Play, so you get exclusive shit from EA.
Why would I want to play anything from EA?
Because EA drops Battlefield. Battlefield's lit. I mean,
Battlefield's garbage. Madden's garbage.
I mean, EA makes UFC.
EA's whole company is garbage.
That's their only good game.
Battlefield and UFC. Those are the games I like, nigga. So EA fucking Pass works for me. What the fuck, nigga? It works for me. What the fuck?
Hey, I'm look, just at the end of the day, dude, just get whatever console your friends are at. That's
real. I'm getting both. So again,
get whatever console you like to play and you want to play. I would not recommend.
That's what I'm saying.
Spending.
I'm waiting for the price of the real next gen.
I'm just saying. Don't spend $600 on a console just so you can play fucking Spider-Man.
Oh, no way.
Okay, people? Like, dude, be smart. Like, there's no reason.
That's another thing. The exclusives.
For me personally. Yeah.
Single-player games are so fun, bro.
What? I'm fine with 1440p gaming. And that's what Series S is fine.
Man.
Even 1080. Like, playing 2K monitor. 1080. Like, that's fine with me for even the next 3 to 4 years, if I'm being honest. Because it's really not that serious for me. So,
it's not. Like,
but the difference from 720 to 1080 was a big jump. But I don't know. I made that mistake a while ago, just worrying too much about the graphics and frame rates and shit. But
that shit doesn't matter. Whatever accommodates what your lifestyle is at the moment. If you're not a motherfucker running around,
that's the thing. It's not at the moment. This is for the next 8 years. You got to think of that. Unless you're going to buy more than one console.
So
unless you're
going to
buy more than one, which I'm not.
Okay, so I don't understand if you've never stepped inside of a GameStop within the last 10 years. But in the next eight years, in two to two and a half years, you can easily take the console you just bought.
And they'll give you $30 for it.
You can, no, they don't.
GameStop?
If you want cash, they'll give you $30 for it. Yeah, but if you do in-store credit, they'll fucking put like $200 of it towards you getting the next console. And they'll give you fucking controllers and shit too. Now, I know because I actually have done it. You just say you haven't been to
GameStop. They gave you $200 for a 4-year-old used ass console.
If you go,
that's bull.
When the Xbox S came out, if you went with your original Xbox to GameStop, you basically only had to pay $50 for the next copy of the fucking Xbox. They gave you a controller and a bunch of fucking other shit you can get with in store credit or the money that you had to buy the fucking console in the first place. That's how GameStop works. That's how it's going to work for the next gen consoles. That's why I'm going to take this.
I'm not taking your word for this. I feel like you're fudging the numbers for the argument. You're fudging the numbers for the argument.
I'm trading this in towards the next gen. They're going to be like, cool, we're going to at least give you $100. And then I'm going to be like, bet, doesn't Microsoft have a payment plan? I'm going to put $50 down on that and just pay the bitch off like a car. Like, what the fuck? That's very cheap. That's $150 for a next gen console. Yes, it's not going to render 4K, but guess what? In 2 years, I'll probably have a 4K goddamn monitor, and then I'll be like, you know what? I'll get an X now because I'm an adult. I can make that decision in 2 years. Adult. What the fuck?
Because I'm grown, that ass.
Like, I can understand if it was a fucking 12-year-old or a 10-year-old. Oh, no, I don't want to get this one because I'm not going to be able to get the next one. Like, nigga, no. A lot of people are going to be like 16 when they get the fucking S. Guess what they'll be in 3 years? 19, they'll probably have a job and they can buy whatever fucking monitor and goddamn next gen console they want, or PC. Because let's be honest, if you're worried about fucking frame rates and fucking jiggle wiggles and whatever the fuck you
jiggle wiggles,
what are you saying? What the fuck are you saying?
Jiggle wiggles.
What are you saying?
Get
a PC. Like, if you're really worried about specs, just get a PC. There's no point in talking about consoles if you're really worried about specs.
Like, bro, that's the most old head you've ever sounded, bro. Jiggle wiggles. That is. But yeah, that was, anyway, that was pretty heated, guys. That was pretty heated.
I'm not buying the Series S. Despite Dom said I could trade it in and get $50 for the next one. What I'm going to do is I'm going to wait for the Series X price. I'm going to wait for the PS5 price.
What's up?
And then choose.
Are you getting a Series S or X when it comes out? You personally?
Yeah, I'm assuming that I don't get picked in this dumbass raffle for the PS5. I'm just going to hop on the Series X because I got to get that next gen, you know? Got a content to make out here, so yeah.
Right. That's tough, man. But
everyone's getting a Series S or X. It's going to be the year of the Xbox.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm getting both, but I'm getting the PS5 first.
Y'all are too expensive to argue with.
Special connections, head ass.
I'm arguing with a dude getting both, a dude that makes a living off of
it. I'm just getting the PS5 first before I get the Xbox. I'm getting both.
I'm buying one for the next 8 years, so I'm going to wait for the prices to come out, and I'm going to think about it. I'm not going in to trade at GameStop 15 times.
Wait till Black Friday.
That's fine, buddy. If you want to wait 2 years to do some shit that everyone's going to do.
I'm just going
to
wait like 2 months.
Okay, cool. Wait your 2 months. And you know what I'm going to be in them two months? With my Xbox. Yeah. 90 overall. Possibly 93. Let's be honest.
Pay to win.
Pay to win.
Pay to win.
Hold on.
Pay to avoid grinding.
Let me ask you a question, dog. Do you believe 2K is pay to win?
Not as much as it used to be, because you talking about my career and so are you talking about specific mode or what?
Let's say my career, because
if you talk about my career now, the one thing I find with your player is like if you don't have badges, which you absolutely have to grind, you're just gonna be ass, right? So you can buy all the VC on the first day and max out your player.
Bro,
you don't have badges.
Man,
you're gonna be ass.
Imagine. Another person that actually plays 2K said the same thing I said. Wow.
It's the Dom and Dom show.
And the thing is
Dom
also,
and Dom show.
Also the way they cap the attributes now, like there's a certain grinding element. So you can pay to a certain amount, but yeah, like I've had a 90 overall before with no badges and I couldn't fucking move. So yeah, that's basically it.
You can pay all the money you want, you still won't fucking win. Yeah, hence pay to win.
Dom 2K. Dom 1K, stop.
Dom
2K. Dom
1K.
Listen to this.
Dom 1K.
Oh my God.
All right, I'm sorry. That was low.
Dom 1K.
Anyway. So you're playing against B-Souls. He's put $0 into the game. Would you rather play against him with $0 in the game, or he's put $100 into his My Career? Which one would you think you have a better shot beating?
Well, yeah, I mean, I obviously have a better shot at beating the zero. I mean, more than likely, depending on how much you grind, I might have a better chance at that. But yeah, the badges are super duper important, though. Still,
they're super duper important, and you can pay for them.
No, not the badges.
You can't pay for badges.
So that's pay to win.
No,
oh, you can't
not.
Pay for
no,
badges.
You can't pay
yeah.
for badges.
Yeah, see, like when two,
again,
but you can pay for your overall level.
You're still getting an advantage yeah, because
Dom
1K.
I don't even play 2K, and I'm still beating you in this debate. That's how little you understand.
You're not making sense. Okay. So Dom, let me ask you a logistical question from somebody that actually plays fucking 2K. So imagine you're going against me. You're going against B-Souls. Okay, B-Souls has a 75 overall with all of his badges. I have a 86 overall with 3 badges in their bronze. Yeah, who would you rather go against?
Yeah, from experience, I'm going against a dude with no badges because I've had no badges before.
And
it makes
again,
no yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
You can't pay for badges. You can pay for your overall. You can pay for the attributes, but the shit doesn't work if you don't have badges.
Yeah.
That you can't pay for. You have to grind those.
Yeah, they low key fixed that because like when correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember in 2K15, like first day on the park, dudes would have like a 99 overall that could do everything back then because you could just buy the VC, right? You could buy VC and like upgrade. There was no caps or anything. That used to be a thing.
Yeah,
right?
No, you could. What you call it? How it worked with 15 was you can buy the VC and there was no caps, so you upgrade all the way to 99 or whatever. Yeah, I want to say 98, 99. Yeah. But with the badges, all you did was you just did a certain like requirement of shit in my career game. So it would be like, all right, get 50 ankle breakers and now you have fucking ankle breaker badge.
Right,
get
right.
50 corner okay. 3. So niggas would just put the shit on rookie and grind the fuck out of it and get all their badges in a fucking hour sitting.
Right,
so that's
right.
How that worked back in the day. But then as time went on, it got more to where, yes, you could pay for your overall, but you always worked for badges. Like that's how it was. And now with the last 3 to 4 2Ks really, have been badge dependent. If you didn't have badges, your mm-hmm. overall, unless you were just a god, unless you were just great at the game,
yeah,
your badges didn't really, you needed badges.
Yeah.
So exactly. The whole argument of it being pay to win is idiotic, because you can put $1,000 into 10 my players, but if they don't have badges, you still won't win. It's not a guaranteed win. So how can a game that a nigga doesn't even play be paid to win?
I'm still gonna roast you. I'm still gonna roast you. It don't matter if I played or not.
Well, hey, yo, let me ask you. What about my team though, Dom? Is that more pay to win though? Because I'm not heavy into my team.
I can say this.
That is pay to win.
That is more pay to win than my player. Just for it, but it still depends on skill, because I have friends and I've been in situations where
every game depends on skill. You can't just pay and automatically win. No games like that. No games like you pay and it's just like, oh, you won.
Games where
that's not what pay to win is.
Head ass.
Candy Crushers gives you like abilities and shit. It doesn't just make you win.
There's still certain game. Madden's Ultimate Team is way more pay to win than fucking 2K's my player. I mean, my team. I'm sorry.
So what is a pay to win game then? Like, what's an example of a pay to win game?
Dom.
I need an example, my damn self. Go ahead.
If paying for VC doesn't make you any better, why would you do it?
Because it shortens the grind. You pay to save time.
You're paying to avoid grinding, bro.
Like, you pay to save time. Like, I will rather just grind my badges than have to grind my badges.
So it makes your player better, right? It makes your player better, but not necessarily.
It gives you attributes that will help you towards my career, but the attributes don't really mean shit in park if you don't have badges half the time.
But you're no better at the game once you pay. Once you pay, you don't all of a sudden become better, but you're still more likely to win, right?
No.
If you play the game, you play the game.
If you're trash before you buy it,
Dom, listen to this. Listen, you're still going. You're playing the game. You're a 70 overall.
Yeah.
You're a 70 overall. You put $100 into the VC.
Yep. And now I'm an 85.
Your overall is way high. You're 85.
85, 86.
Would you be more likely to win when you're a 70 or 85? You haven't practiced. You haven't.
If I don't have badges, it's the same.
No badges either way.
No badges. I'm still losing.
No. But would you be more likely to win?
Would you be more likely to
win? Say you're playing against me. You're playing against me.
You're
playing
against me. Would you be more likely to win?
I would say you're more likely.
You're more likely to win, but it's not. I mean, what the fuck?
So that's what pay to win is.
Nigga.
No, it's not.
That's literally the definition of it.
Be so next time.
What the fuck are you talking about here? Pays for a chance to more likely have a chance to fucking win a game that you're not going to win because you don't have badges.
It helps. Fuck your badges. It helps, right? But I just wouldn't go as far as to say that because you can buy VC and Razor overall, that it's a pay to win game. Is that fair?
That's very fair.
Nah, disagree.
nah,
disagree. It's still pay to win.
I want to debate.
If you can pay money and not do anything and be better, that's pay to win.
But anyway, to answer your question, my team is definitely, it has pay to win elements.
What's the one with the cards? What's the one with the cards?
That's my team. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Well, my team, if you put money into my team, you're going to get rewarded eventually. Like, it's not like a guaranteed thing. It's still a chance. Like, I've literally sat and put $150 into my team and didn't get shit for it, honestly. Like, honestly, was no better.
I don't know how that one works either. Y'all are going to have to explain it to me
than I was before I spent $150. But there's been situations where my friend literally spent $1 on his fucking my team. He bought one fucking pack. And he got, what was it, a Galaxy Opal?
Yeah, that's a lot of chance because you don't know what you're getting, right?
Exactly. So he was able to set up a whole fucking Galaxy Opal lineup because he pulled one card that he bought for $1, technically.
So that's more like gambling than pay to win.
Regardless, if you put money into it, you're still going to get something out eventually. Like, you just keep pouring money into it.
You're more likely to get something out.
Yeah, compared to when you don't.
When you don't, it's just like a fucking mind-numbing.
A pay-to-win game is anytime you pay money and it makes an actual difference in-game. Like, it makes a difference on your stats or how you perform. That's what a pay-to-win game is. If it's just skins or an emote or some shit, that's not pay-to-win. If it's a loading screen.
If it's cosmetics, then
if it's cosmetics, if it's anything but cosmetics, that's what a pay-to-win game is.
Any game where if you pay and it affects your stats, that's pay to win.
In game, yes. That's what a pay to win game is.
Even if those stats don't make you better, even if there's still elements you
What kind of stats don't make you better?
That's the fucking attributes of 2K. That's what we're talking about.
You still, the stats don't mean anything in the game. It's just for fun.
I'm not gonna say they don't mean anything, but they don't help. They don't automatically make you win.
Maybe it doesn't make you much better, but just the fact that it makes you better.
Even though that you can still get overall, those same stats, even though you can get those same, you don't need to buy. You don't need to buy VC to upgrade those attributes, though. You can still earn those attributes.
I don't organically. Think it's one of it's the not. Other. It's a mix. It's a mix.
I feel like pay to win is something like if you. I don't know pay what you guys are saying
because y'all lagged out, but I'm assuming it's bullshit.
What you going?
No, like 2K11 was not pay to win. 2K11, 2K12, that was not pay to win. That was all skill, right? 2K, what Dante when you can just straight up like buy VC and you had
13. Well, 15 is the 15. One he was talking about. Yeah. 15 is what he was talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, 15, you could say that was pay to win or more pay to win than any other 2K game. But like yeah. what Dom said, I think throughout the years they have gotten better in fixing those problems.
Like you have to put, it's a certain level of grinding to make your player actually good, which honestly matters when you're winning, when it goes to winning. If you still have to grind to win, I don't see how you can be paid to win. Like, I just don't. Like, I feel like pay to win has to be, okay, I'm buying something that is exclusive that I have to, like a DLC, like I have to buy this to get this. I can't earn this organically. I can't do this without buying. Like, I have to buy this, and this sets it over, and this sets me over the top and actually gives me an edge. That's what I think pay to win is. That's like a
so you just don't know game. What pay to win is what you're saying. You don't know
that's
what
like
it
a,
is.
That's like a racing game where I can buy a fucking Bugatti that you can't unlock any other way but buying the Bugatti, and it's faster than every other car in the fucking game. That's more pay to win than any. That's
what if
like
you what if
win.
You could grind 10,000 hours and get that Bugatti, but or you could just pay for it for like
then that's
bucks.
Just like 2K.
So it's pay to win. Because you paid.
Then it's changed.
Because
the
you paid instead of playing the game.
Changed. But the whole thing changed. Again, in my definition that you can't earn.
Yeah, but your definition is wrong. Just because you can't.
How the fuck is my definition? So what's the definition of pay to win? Yeah. Just look it up.
Well, I didn't play the game at all, but I just bought the Bugatti and won.
What's the definition of pay to win? But you can't earn the fucking Bugatti.
No, I'm saying if you could. You grinded 10,000 hours to get
the
Bugatti,
I just
paid for it and won.
So you're changing how you can get the Bugatti. If I can get the Bugatti by earning it, then okay, I can still earn the fucking Bugatti. I just have to.
Yeah, but you didn't pay to win. I did. That's the difference. You played, I paid. Pay to win. That's literally the definition of it.
Damn, that hit you.
I give you that one. I give you that one. That
you played, I paid. Yeah.
That,
okay,
that works.
Logic.
That's
okay.
That's what I'm
that
saying.
Works. That works, but that doesn't work in 2K. So.
Okay, logic.
It does work. It's just not as that's it's not as severe. It's not as severe.
It doesn't work in 2K. No, it doesn't.
Okay. Okay. Well, fine. It was your own. It was your own analogy, but
y'all
did
agree to disagree last.
Next topic. Next topic.
No, I think we can wrap it up like a condom.
We don't gotta do this every week.
Yo.
Wait, we didn't even do.
Nuggets are expected to show interest in trading for Chris Paul.
Nuggets?
Are they?
We didn't even talk about Daniel House.
That is. Well, I don't wanna make this too long.
Okay.
Free my man House.
Okay,
boy.
Okay.
Oh yeah, Dom. Yeah, the Rockets are getting Sam Cassell.
What?
They're getting Sam Cassell, bro. What?
Oh, the Rockets are getting Sam Cassell?
Yeah.
I wonder who just said that.
Sam Cassell.
I wonder who just said Sam Cassell. I definitely said Sam Cassell.
That's why I'm telling you, nigga. The fuck?
I see these things. Dom Jumatra, boy. I told you. That Dom Jumatra, man.
That Dom Jumatra.
My shit, I don't need no numbers.
All right, man. Let's close this episode out.
GG.
This was fun. Definitely one of our most engaging episodes. Shout out to Dom2K once again for coming through. You know what I'm saying?
Dom2K on the mic.
Shout out Dom2K.
most requested guest. Yeah. Yeah. Just if you have any closing statements, say to the people. Go ahead.
Dom2K.
I was talking to. Dom2K. Dom2K.
Oh, you're talking to me. What is a closing statement I say at the end of all my videos? Thanks for watching. Hit the like button, comment, and sub. Hit the bell next to my name if you want notifications every time a video drops. I'm out.
There you go. Hey, dude, I like that. I don't know if he was doing that for his channel or our channel, but no,
that's,
way,
just, that's just what I said. Go ahead, go.
What he said.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and do the closing statements for everyone else. Let's go with Justin.
Great week. See you guys next week. Go vote. Okay. Go vote. GG. I thought someone was gonna call me out for saying go vote again.
They hit you with a oh my god, but let's go to Dom 1K.
Dom 1K.
All right, people, thank you for coming out. Just go ahead and sub, hit the bell, like Dom 2K said. Apparently, he's gonna be Dom 1K today.
Dom 100,
still in the shadow. It's great. It's all right. I live in the shadows and some Bane shit. So, yeah, have a good week. Lakers are 5.
I think he already something happened. He got disconnected.
He didn't want to listen to your dumb ass.
All right.
I think he said closing statements. I'm going.
All right, Wordu. Say goodbye to the people, man.
Hey, man. Shout out to everyone in the comment section showing love. Thank you so much. Like the podcast. Subscribe to Wordu's World. You know what I'm saying? Right here. And yeah, man, Celtics got 3 20-point scores. They're going to make the finals, obviously. It's going to be a great series, but Celtics in 6.
All right. That's going to be it for, I don't even know what episode this is. 17?
Yeah, 17.
Oh, Sean.
I'm getting Sean absolutely slow.
Race to 5K, right, baby. Trying to get that 5K.
Out. Yeah, we're racing with Rusty's pod low-key, but it is what it is. All right, peace out.